everybody, and welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. My name is Cody.
I'm Heather.
We are back in studio, both together, live, coming at you, and we know that it is late on Friday.
But it's still Friday.
It's still Friday.
I feel like we get props for that.
Exactly. It is still Friday. You are still getting your episode, so quit complaining, okay? Just be thankful that we are gracing you with our presence. This is the long-awaited definition episode, right? We are going to go into defining some terms that are pretty common on the podcast, defining some terms that are pretty common in the lifestyle, and probably learning a little bit as we go ourselves. So before we get into all that,
Definitely before. Okay, so one that's not even listed. Remember, I learned it on one of my Tinder matches, okay?
Yeah.
Queen of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the hot wife and cuck kink kind of together, but the wife has relations with black men.
Okay.
That's the Queen of Spades part of it. So obviously he was wanting that to happen, asked if I would be interested, and I was like, well, yes, but right now I don't have any black men on my roster that I'd be like, hey, let's do this for. Yeah. And he was like, oh, so like you wouldn't just like random? No. Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you for teaching me this, because it's something I didn't know. But no, I want to know them at least before they put their little dinglings in me. So. Yeah.
Well, before we even get into any of that, let's do our check-in.
Oh, sorry.
How is your brain?
It's good. Just an update. I think the last time that I was on here a couple weeks ago, had mentioned another serious to me relationship ending. That sucked for a while, but I don't know really what took me out of it. I guess maybe just time. I mean, because it was a while. Time and him being a douchebag. Yeah. You know,
that'll do it every time.
Yeah, to really drive it in. Other than that, it's been good, except for like the last 10. Well, okay, not 10 days, because so I've been good since when? What's today? Today's Friday. I went to the doctor, what, Tuesday?
Yes.
Again? Okay. And finally got the right meds. And you're like, what are you talking about? Okay. I get strep all the dang time. All the dang time. Since I was a little. Like eight years or so, it was like twice a year for sure, no matter what. And then as I've gotten older, it's definitely become almost like every season change that I kind of get that. So woke up one day, I felt gross, and I knew what it was again, because I've had it so often. Looked totally normal. Like, you know, your normal pus pocket lines, that are on your tonsils, red throat, I just knew what it was. So went in, should I go unlock the door? Or you go do it while I talk?
Yeah, I'll go do it while you're talking.
Just so you know, that's our little Chiefer Beefer down there. He's our newest family member. He is a little toy Maltese. He likes to bite toes, and his dad has spoiled him, so he just cries and gets whatever he wants.
Yeah, I've spoiled him.
So anyhow, I went to my normal clinic, and got medicine, but because of all my past strep dealings, I'm pretty much immune to like amoxicillin and Augmentin, and those are some of the big ones that they give you for strep, since they don't really work for me. We tried a Z-Pak, the erythromycin or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it home the next day, literally 24 hours later, my whole left tonsil was covered in like gook and nasty. So I went back, because that's not a normal strep, Heather. So I went back in, and they almost didn't see me, because for whatever reason, they don't want to see you for the same reason.
Which is fucking insane, right? Like if you go once and they give you medicine or whatever, and that shit doesn't work, you have to find the right thing that works.
Yeah.
Like, no. Why the fuck would you not see somebody again? That's absolute insanity to me.
They push seeing your PCP, okay? But my PCP got a raise in his head honcho of a lot of different things. So they called to see if he could squeeze me in that day, because I was like, this day I wasn't definitely crying, but it was definitely like, hey, something freaking hurt.
Mm.
And so he was like, well, I don't have any spots for like a month, so no, treat her again and see what's going on. So they treated me this time. Ugh, Cody's going to go off on this one too, because it did. It included a meltdown. We're safe. We practice safe playtimes. Mm-hmm. It's never been an issue. So I was not worried at all about it maybe being something STI related. Literally, this doctor that I've never, ever had. We've been going there for like 6-7 years. Yeah. Never once seen her in the urgent care side of it. And she takes one look at it and goes, yep, that's oral gonorrhea.
What? Like, no tests, anything like that. Just off the rip. Yep, this is what you have. How fucking irresponsible is that? How absolutely fucking irresponsible is that? So, like, no tests, nothing. Like, I'm just going to look at this and say exactly what it is. Like, I get maybe the symptoms are the same. I get that, right? I understand that. But if you take the symptoms of one thing and say, nope, this is definitely what it is, and it's totally something completely fucking different, that's crazy,
yeah.
Right? Say you had a lump on your lymph nodes, mm-hmm. right? It could be benign, right? It could not be anything to worry about. But she comes in and goes, nope, you got cancer.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
It was, I looked at her, I mean, big eyes, like think cartoony, big eyes and like everything falling into my stomach because I knew it wasn't that. But
well, then she calls me and she's like, when is the last time you did this? And I was like, well, it's been like, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, something like that. She's like, oh, that's what I thought. And then she, like, you could hear she knew the answer I was going to tell her. And then it started to go into, like, a spiral type
100%.
Thing. And even though I'm telling her, like, hey, you know this is not it. You know that's not what it is. That doctor's fucking stupid. You know how we are.
Yeah.
Even with that, though, if you've got a doctor telling you this is what it is, you're still going to go down that spiral, right? You're still going to have that meltdown.
I crashed out.
Yeah.
I got outside, called Cody. I don't think I sounded quite as like, tell me everything
you,
now.
No, you were pissed when you called me the first time.
I hate being pissy and crying. Like, I hate that when I'm frustrated or upset. Like, that's my random go-to. But yeah, so I was thinking of the people that he's played with. I know the couple that I've gotten some fun times lately with, like, would have said something.
Mm-hmm.
They would have stopped. Like, they would have been like, well, we can't do this until this clears up. Like, 100% in my gut, no, that's what they would have done.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm cycling through it. We only live like 10, 15 minutes away. So that whole 10 to 15 minutes after I talked to Cody, bawled. Because he was telling me, like, babe, you know this isn't it. I was not in a position to hear that. So I finished the phone call with him very quickly and then just let myself ball the entire way back to the house.
Well, and like with me, even with me telling you that, I'm not a doctor. Right?
Yeah.
So obviously you just had a doctor tell you this is what it is. Obviously your brain is going to be like, no, the doctor said it. That's what it is. So, you know, that's totally understandable.
It was awful, guys. Yes. So any of our nurse and doctor friends that we have out there that listen, I don't know. Just make sure your bedside is up to par.
Make sure your bedside manner is at least half-assed decent.
Because she did the surprise on her face because my face fell and I panicked. Like, I know I turned white as a ghost. Her being like, well, it's not that I'm judging. I mean, and it was like, I don't fucking hear about that. You just said that's what it is.
I don't even know you, lady, but
I went from strep to gonorrhea? What the?
Yeah.
It was wild. I'm telling you. It was a trip. So basically I left there. They had asked if I wanted antibiotics for the gonorrhea.
Yeah.
And they were like, unless you're really sure it's not it. Yes. I'm fucking sure that I don't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was that. Ended up having to go to a different clinic because I did another day of the Z-Pack and, the third day I woke up and it had covered both tonsils. One side of my tonsils is already large because of me having strep so much, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like one half of my throat was almost closed off. So like I'm in pain. Go to this other one, tell them what's happening. Tell them about like the bedside manner and like how it freaked me out. And I was like, but I just got tested like 3 months ago. And it was wild. Not even August. So director. Okay. 3 months. Mm-hmm. So they said, well, let's run a couple more tests. And so they ran the same ones that my first one did, you know, flu A, flu B, COVID, strep, and whatever the other one is. Mm-hmm. The only thing that came back was strep. And they said, well, let's get a throat culture because something, you know, something's off. We can see it. Bless your heart. It looks bad. So they sent me home that day with an antibiotic is C-E-F-D-I-N-I-R, Ceftonir or something. Turns out Heather found her first drug allergy. I just thought my strep was like attacking me for some reason because I started getting like blisters on the top of my mouth or like the roof of my mouth. I had them on my tongue. I got one on my lip, and I can honestly say I really don't think I've ever had a cold sore. And I'm not saying anything bad about that. I'm just saying I don't think that's ever been an issue. So like having it pop up on my lip, it was wild. So they'd given me that. I waited the 72 hours because I thought I assumed it would be the same kind of experience. So I was like, well, they're always going to say you got to wait. So I did. I gave them, actually gave them 96, 4 days. What is that? 4 days instead of 3. And then I went back in and that's when they discovered the blisters. And they were like, well, what about on your cheeks? And I'm like, no, I don't think so. But then they started looking and I had blister bumps along my gum lines. And like, guys, it was awful. So I'm allergic to that. They tested me for mono. That was another one that I would have been like, well, how the hell did I get that? that came back negative. And then they sent a throat culture off. And then when it came back, they had done like a bacterial panel or something, basically what I could take that was going to be successful when I have strep.
Right.
There's like 20, 30 things listed on that thing. There is one. I have one that is a guaranteed, okay, she can take this.
Yep.
The rest of them, there was one that the way she explained it was like, well, we can try those, but they might not work. And then there were some that was, well, this isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So one, guys, penicillin. Straight, apparently old school, is what that lady kept telling me. And finally, I think it was like not even 48 hours. I want to say within 24, some of the gook on my like right side was clearing up. And then, it was just awful. So here we are. I still have some of it left. And unlike other times when I have not finished my medicine to completion, I'm doing that. I don't want any of it. None of it. Keep it away. That was awful. It was awful. I can't even explain how bad it was, but Cody could even tell you. I called crying at one point because I just couldn't take what was happening in my body, plus all the chaos of having a friends over for sleepovers. Like, and I don't bitch out and call for help. But I did. So yes. So besides all of that, totally stole, you know, like 10 minutes of your time. Sorry.
Totally fine. That's what they're here for.
So I'm alive. I am safe. Everything's looking good. And, it's been good.
Yeah.
We're back on the up and up. I feel it. I can hear it even in my voice. I can even see it like in pictures and stuff. Like there's color. I look like me again, not just some sickly version.
Well, good.
Yeah. What about you?
It's been good. I have been having better days. Still have, you know, my off days every now and then, but I'm on the right dosage of medication. I'm taking that regularly. I'm keeping up with it. So that's good. I thought of something on the way home. And, you know, maybe everyone out there listening, you can do this with me and we'll see how it goes. It's an experiment. So, you know how right now, we kind of live for the next event, mm-hmm. right? So like, you know, the weekend, we're planning the week ahead, right? I've got, you know, Tuesday. If I get through Tuesday, then I've got softball practice.
Yeah.
Or I've got Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
And then I get through that. And then Wednesday, I've got nothing to do, right?
Yeah.
But we're already in the day that we're in thinking about the next day, right? And we're doing it today, you know? Like, well, you know, I've got to do this, this, and this tomorrow, and I'm thinking about all that. And at the same time, like, planning is one thing, but we can't let that distract us from the day, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
So what I want to start trying to do is try to live more in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. I want to be present more in the moment instead of thinking about what I've got coming down the road. Like, you know, I'm really guilty of this. Like, in a week, I'm going to be in Louisiana. So I'm thinking about, you know, man, I gotta get through that week and then I'll come back and then, you know, things will hopefully be normal. And then hopefully I'll hear this from this person by this time. And, you know, I'm making all these plans out ahead of time and I'm doing that every day. And it's like, well, that's taken away from right now.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to be here in the right now. And I think that will help my mental state a lot. And what brought me to this realization was, we went to a wedding tonight and it was fucking amazing. Like, it, my brain space during that and after that is I'm elevated, mm-hmm. right? I love.
Yeah.
Not only romantic love, but seeing the love for family, the love mm-hmm. for friends. But I was enjoying the moment,
mm-hmm.
right? I wasn't thinking about anything else that we had coming up. I was there with you. I was there with the kids and it was just, it was awesome. Just being,
yes.
right? And I started thinking, like, what if I just did this every day, right? Instead of worrying about all of this shit that I've got coming that I can't control, I can't change any of that, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of worrying about all that, I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm making the conscious decision to be here. So, I'm going to start trying that. And I think that that's going to help my brain space a lot.
It probably will. Definitely you being conscious of that thought now, I think you will be able to catch it and be like, you know what? I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I'm not going to worry about what I've got coming 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be here and I'm going to be in the moment and I'm going to enjoy it and life is going to be better.
Yes.
I can feel it.
It's always good with you, babe.
but yeah, we had the wedding tonight. That was so much fun. It was Kylie's softball team.
Yeah.
Got invited. Her coach's daughter is getting, she's also a coach. She's the assistant coach. She got married,
mm-hmm.
invited the whole team out there and, watching her be a little person, with all of her teammates was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they had their own little drama or whatever tonight. And it was, that was rough. And you know, it's teenage girls, but just watching them interact with each other and just be little people. That was really, really cool.
It was, I loved it. Well, and her getting excited because like five of them came running up and said, come sit with us, come sit with mm-hmm. us. And Kylie starts out a little shy. She looked back at us and was like, bye, and took off with her friends. So that was really cool.
And we didn't see her, but like she would come by and just randomly check in, but it was rare.
Yeah.
Like, and we were just kind of watching her just be a little person. And you know, of course, you know, I'm at a wedding, so I'm doing the thinking of the future thing.
Oh
so.
Gosh. Yeah.
yeah.
Nope. I hurt my own damn feelings when I said that thing about Kobe.
Yeah.
Our son's 14 years old. Hopefully it's a lot longer than 4 or 5 years, but realistically,
I give it like 5 to 10.
Well, I mean, just being 18, if that's what he decides to do, you know, like he's 18, what are we going to be able to do about it?
Yeah.
And then thinking about the wedding and he looks like a little person. He had boots on tonight. He had his button up. I mean, just good old.
Well, he actually put clothes on.
Country boy.
Yeah.
His hair was styled. Like, he looked every bit of 14.
Mm-hmm.
And that while we were sitting there, I did. I looked over at Cody while we were at a fire pit. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, this can be our future. And in my, like, breaking my own heart.
Yeah.
So I had to quit talking about it and not talk to anybody for a minute so I could gather that back.
When you said that 4 to 5, you know, year thing, that made me realize that I have to find something really good paying, like, right now. Because he's going to be like me, and the girl that he picks is going to have very expensive tastes, and we have to pay for the wedding. So I got to get something right now. Or
actually,
we have to win the lottery.
We would pay for Kylie's wedding.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
I thought the father of the groom or the parents of the groom paid for the wedding.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah. They do traditionally like the rehearsal dinner.
Ooh.
But no. I know you're saying the most expensive thing, but I come from poor podunk and white trash. So
yeah, but you have expensive tastes and you cannot deny that.
I mean,
case in point, that little white furball that's running around here.
What about him? You said that was my Christmas gift.
It is your Christmas gift.
So why are you blaming me?
I'm not blaming
for spending
you.
That was
for
you.
Anything. The one that you were drawn to was the most expensive thing in that store.
He picked me. How am I supposed to walk out of there? You even said he started pouncing at you, and I knew we were going to take that damn thing home.
I did. But the one that you were drawn to immediately was the most expensive thing in that store.
I don't know.
You have expensive taste. It's not a bad thing.
It's just because I'm poor. It's like radar for it, man. And I'm like, oh, man.
Well, let's get into the meat of the episode. We are going to do a lot of definitions today. And I see one in here that I get where you were coming from, but it is not a lifestyle definition. What you have in here is a an LGBTQIA plus definition.
Okay, I don't know where we're at yet. So
I'll tell you when we get there. That one is in segment two.
Okay, but I was like, Cody, we just barely got through the start of this.
I was reading ahead and seeing how this was gonna go. So
it's mm-hmm. for alternative, and I think that sometimes in Kate, like, it takes LGBT. I mean, because we're a part of that.
Okay.
I mean, like, our letter's not right there and out, but we are a part of that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And a part of that group. And the only reason I didn't necessarily really think about that mm-hmm. until a friend was performing something and it was specific for these kind of people. And she had asked you to join. And I was like, but we're not, you know, Cody's straight. And I mean, I'm curious, but like, yeah. or whatever. And she was like, no, you're polyamorous. You're swingers. You're not just typical.
Yeah.
Man and wife or whatever.
Yeah.
So Mr. Trying to find something wrong.
I'm not trying to find something wrong.
Reading way ahead.
I just noticed it. I am allowed to notice things.
And call me out for it? No, that's ridiculous. You were reading ahead.
I apologize. I am sorry.
Anywho, continue.
Segment one. Let's get into the start of it. We're going to go over some umbrella terms to get started. Stuff that you have probably heard us talk about on here before, but we feel that it's kind of necessary to go back through it, right? We want to give you a good, not only baseline, but a good understanding that these terms are these giant umbrellas that cover so much more than what we talk about.
We're also trying to be more proactive about posting and engaging with you guys. So we'll throw up a fun little glossary for you to have in your pocket should you need it or want to tell your friends, hey, guess what I just found out?
Yeah.
So E&M, ethical non-monogamy. It's like Cody said, the umbrella, the big tent, the sexy circus, if you will.
Yes, so ethical non-monogamy, and the biggest part of that is going to be the E, right? Mm-hmm. The E in ethical is the most important part here. People see E&M and they automatically think cheating.
Yep.
Well, nope, that's what the E is for, yep. right? The E means that everyone is understanding, everyone is on the same page, everyone agrees and consents to everything going on, right? There is nothing that I do that Heather doesn't know about. There's nothing she does that I don't know about, right? Everything is above board and we communicate.
Well, and we also enjoy sharing that with one another.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. But, you know, for lack of a better term, we have each other's permission to do these things, right? You know, so communication, though, we have beaten that horse through the ground, right? But we're going to go back to it.
Yeah, we're going to keep saying it.
Communication is absolutely necessary when it comes to E&M, right?
Yep. Agreed.
Quit playing with the dog.
Well, you were talking. yes. Ouch. Okay. Quit biting my feet.
He's got a foot fetish.
Like his dad. I love you, but you're going to go play. Yeah. I love you, but lay down.
So a breakdown of ethical non-monogamy. We had the E for ethical, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now the non-monogamy, how would you explain that?
Well,
I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, right?
Like,
monogamy is being in a romantic or sexual relationship with one person, right? Non-monogamy is more than one person, right? You're in a sexual or romantic relationship with more than one person at a time.
Oh, you got my finger.
Yeah.
yes. E&M is consensually having more than one romantic or sexual relationship, honesty, agreements, and just not being an asshole about it. Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, and not going behind anybody's back to have those relationships, right? You know, there are monogamous people, quote unquote monogamous people, that cheat all the time, right? And they don't understand, well, how could you be E and M? Like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Well, you're doing NM without the E. Like, the E is the most important part here. Yeah. So, yeah, that is a frustrating thing, but we won't get into that right now. So
there'll be other episodes.
Our next term is one that you are going to take because this defines you.
Okay.
Polyamory.
So basically, or at least, I mean, no, not just to me. I think polyamory means the ability to love multiple people at once.
Right.
Not like I get bored and I want to see what else is out there, but commitment, loves, plural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can love more than one person at the same time equally.
Yes.
Right. So just because you love somebody else does not mean you love me any less.
Correct.
Right. Like a pizza, right?
Like
you
a
cut,
pizza.
Cut a pizza into 8 slices. Those are all 8 equally great slices, mm-hmm. right? You enjoy all 8 of them. Right?
I will enjoy. You don't get any.
Yeah. So, but just because you enjoy one slice doesn't mean you don't enjoy another slice.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
So that's polyamory.
Yeah.
You love pizza.
I do love pizza. That is good. Okay. So you take the next one, which is, of course, swinging.
So swinging is like polyamory, but just with sex.
Yeah.
Right. So you have more than one sexual partner. Normally, this is done with couples, like couple swaps, things like that. But there are single people in the swinging lifestyle. There are couples that play separately, and play means have sex, right? Like Heather and I, we most of the time play separately. There are some times where we're both in the same room,
yeah.
and that's always fucking hot. It's always amazing. But for the most part, we do play separately. But there are all sorts of different branches and play styles and things like that mm-hmm. that we can get into later. But swinging is what I do, right? It's not romantic commitment. It is just for fun times, right?
Yep.
Now, do relationships build out of those fun times? Yes, of course, right? I'm going to make friends
mm-hmm.
And there will be a level of care for those friends. Like, I want them happy. I want them safe. I want them satisfied and I want them to keep coming back to me, right? But it's not a romantic care. It's a care on the level of we're good friends. Dog, I'm going to punch you across the room.
Quit calling him dog. His name is Chief.
He is a dog, is he not?
His name is Chief.
I had this argument with a while ago.
Okay, listen. His name is Big Chief, and that's what you call him.
Okay, I'm going to have to bleep that out. Let's go 27 minutes.
You said huh?
I did. God damn it.
Well, you're gonna, I know. You're already going to have to do it.
All right, I'm texting you this right now.
Okay. So we're going to move on. Terms people think they know, but probably not. So the first one, while Cody's sending me this text message of where he has to go back and bleep out stuff, a unicorn. In simplest terms, it's typically bisexual women who date or play with couples.
Yeah.
Did he get you?
Yeah. And he's yelling at me.
And
so bisexual women who date or play with couples, these are single women, right?
Correct.
So the term unicorn, it implies that these are very rare and they're hunted, right? And that is the most frustrating fucking thing that you will see being a part of any like Facebook group, anything like that, is these unicorn hunters out there. And like, I understand, you know, hey, you might only be looking for a woman, right? Mm-hmm. But when you straight up come on and say, hey, we're just looking for a unicorn, everybody else doesn't count, right?
Yeah.
That's way, way red. That's all the red flags, right?
Yeah.
That's incredible, an incredible amount of red flags. Because what that tells me is, A, on the good side, the wife is exploring her bisexuality and she wants to go that route, right? More than likely, B, the husband has decided he wants to spice things up by bringing another woman into the bedroom. And the wife is just kind of going along with it, right? That's going to end badly.
Oh, 100%.
1,000% that will end badly. So unicorn hunting is bad. Stop doing it.
Yes.
Okay.
We can hunt Pokemon. We do not hunt unicorns.
Exactly.
Yes.
I need to get back to playing that
I
Pokemon
know
game.
you
I was playing
do.
it with Kobe for a little while. Okay, the next one, Bluefish. This is one that I'm kind of learning right now. Someone brought in for casual, usually softer exploration, kissing, touching, oral, maybe, and one partner plays while the other doesn't. Not a long-term third, not deep relationship energy, just sexy curiosity, kind of like a guest star.
Yeah,
Right? Okay. So is this
like
normally.
a cameo appearance
Yeah.
during maybe not sexy times or penetrative times,
Yeah.
but like
So is
the
the.
lead up.
This one is normally a male, if I'm not mistaken,
I
though,
believe
right?
so, yes.
Okay. Okay. So see, I'm learning things. We're all learning together. This is
Oh, I
wonderful.
know. There's one coming up that we both were like,
Yeah.
what? So we had to like double dive into figuring out what we
Yeah.
wanted there. So that was a bluefish again. So unicorn, just to recap it, is usually a single bisexual woman, and then a bluefish, typically male. Heavy petting, foreplay, making out,
Okay.
that kind of curiosity is how I perceive it.
Okay.
You gonna do the next one?
So the next one is the one that I was talking about where I was mistaken. I called you out mistakenly and I apologize. A bear, right? A bear is a bigger bodied, often hairy, masculine presenting man. Now normally that would be a large, hairy gay man. Right, that's what is normally referred to
Oh,
as a bear, right? And I learned
I
this
thought
the
bear was
other day.
universal. I did not.
No,
Okay.
it's normally like for gay men. Otter is a small, skinny gay man.
Interesting.
Yeah, I
I
learned
didn't
that
know
the other
that one
day.
either. Yeah. Huh.
So,
See, we're learning with you guys. It's
yeah,
awesome.
learning is fun.
Yep. So bears, like lumberjack energy, kind of, right?
Yeah.
With warm,
Yeah. Warm
rugged.
and cuddly, yeah,
Yeah.
big, kind of scary, but you know they're giant teddy bears, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's why I guess I didn't think about it in the sense that you're talking about, is because I've had men tell me that's what they are, but they're not gay. So
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I get
that's
it,
what, yeah,
I
that's
get
why
it,
I
but
didn't
it's
know
like
where.
those guys were probably saying. Like more along the lines of, hey, I'm just like a teddy bear or something like that, instead
No.
of calling themselves bears.
No.
Or no, they were.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, 100%. That was not their angle because they were trying to use it as a big push, like, hey, I'm this. So, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely not because I'm a big old teddy
Yeah,
bear.
I haven't heard it outside of like I haven't heard it used to describe anyone other than gay men.
Yeah.
But
No,
I
I
mean, yeah,
mean,
if it's a term used to describe,
I have no
outside
idea.
of that, then that's awesome.
Yeah, I have no idea. So, you'll have to let us know, anybody.
Everyone from our homosexual community, someone let me know,
Yeah,
right?
I
Is
mean, we
that,
want to know.
yeah, is that like a normal thing, or is that something exclusive to the homosexual community?
Yeah.
I would love to know for
Yeah.
sure. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
we'll have to ask that one.
Now, quick break.
Okay.
All of these are animals.
Yeah.
I just noticed
And
that.
doing it with animals is bad, but
Yes.
that's why they
But
name
we
everything.
define each other as animals.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I guess. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So we'll move on. Why are there so many boy things? Unicorn girl.
You made this list.
I did, because these are ones I've heard of, or people have said, hey, I heard this. What does it mean? And so I figured it out. But for real, unicorns. Okay, men.
You made the list.
Bull. That is a man who plays with a partner, usually the wife, and a hot wife, cuckold, stag vixen. Oh, that's one we need to talk about too, stag vixen
Yeah.
dynamics. He's fulfilling a role. It's definitely not a long-term thing. He's not turning it into a triad or a V hinge. It's sexy times, and they pulled in homeboy that lives down the street and wants to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of like fulfilling a fantasy
Yes,
type thing. Yeah.
correct. Yeah. But everyone's still being on board and consensual and all ethically involved.
Yeah, 'cause there's some people like I enjoy being watched. I have been a bear for other couples before.
You mean a bull?
A bull. Yeah, I'm still got the bear thing on my mind. I have been a bull for other couples before, and I really thoroughly enjoy it, right? Because I do enjoy being watched. So when I say fulfilling a fantasy, it can be for all parties involved. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And like you said, everything is consensual. Everyone is on board. It's talked about beforehand for sure. Anytime you have any kind of play like that,
bull is a bisexual man, like a unicorn is a bisexual woman?
No, not often. Bull is most of the time a straight man or a straight man.
Oh, that's because going of the hot wife cuck thing. Yeah. Okay.
He's normally just going to have relations with the woman.
And somebody's watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Normally. Now, there, of course, as in all of these terms, there are outliers, right? There are cases where it's different.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take what we say as 100% Bible. This is just what we have learned through our experiences, through our research, all of that, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh, she's got a big thing of hair. Sorry. Hold on. Like, look. Like he cleaned out my hairbrush.
Okay. He probably did.
Oh my goodness. before we go on, because we said stag and vixen, let's do a quick, and we said hot wife and cuckold.
Yeah. So you take hot wife because that is you.
Well, it's, if I'm correct, in simplest terms, I enjoy being, I enjoy having fun times with Monono parts with other people and Cody Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cody Watches. Yeah.
Yeah. So she has a little bit of a hot wife kink. I have a major hot wife kink.
What was the other term? You said that.
So stag and vixen.
Oh, no, there was one you talked. You said today. You were like, hey.
Oh, the other one, we'll get into that here in just a second.
Okay.
So the stag and vixen thing is more our dynamic, right? She enjoys having the play with other people. I really, really enjoy watching. However, I don't like the degradation part, which is where the cuckold comes in, right?
Yes.
A cuckold is typically a man that likes watching his wife or his partner with somebody else and enjoys being humiliated while it happens. I don't get down with that. I'm not yucking anybody's yum. If that's what you're into, hey man, that's fucking great. Do you think, right? But for me, that's not what I want, right? And people often get it confused, right? I get called a cuck so goddamn much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny to me because they have no idea what they're fucking saying.
Sure.
Right. It's these goofy people online that have heard a term and think they know what it is and they just run with it. Right. So it just shows a level of ignorance to me.
Oh,
like, 100%. Like not willing to learn anything, not willing to actually research anything that's coming out of their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They just, hey, we're going to call you this, right?
Yep.
So that's not me. That's not what I get down with. We are, though, pretty much by definition, stag and vixen.
Okay.
So, for sure. Now, the other term that I learned just the other day is a cuck queen. And it's spelled weird. It's C-U-C-K, but then I want to say it was Q-U-E-A-N.
Oh, okay.
I'm almost positive that's how to spell it. I'll have to look it up.
I wonder why the...
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. But what that is a woman that, or typically a woman that enjoys watching her partner with somebody else. Right?
But again, not the degradation. That.
Yeah, well, there's not really a separator on that one.
Oh.
Right. So I'd have to look dive a little deeper into that.
Okay.
Not that I have seen yet though.
Okay.
So, but from everything I've gathered, it's just a woman that likes watching and or participating her man with another woman.
Oh yeah.
Right. So that
you were so excited when you were like, babe, you're this.
I learned something and this might describe you.
The way you lit up, mm-hmm. Babe, I think you're a cuck queen.
Yeah. Well, what? You know, and it's almost, I don't know, it's hard to pin you down, right? Because while you do enjoy like watching me, I know you enjoy watching me. But it's not like it gets your jets going, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's, and we're coming, well, I think it's another term. We've gone over 1,000 times. I think we hit it again tonight. For me, it's definitely, it's like a compersion thing. I get a happy high watching Cody do his thing or watching somebody please him. I love it. But does it necessarily always get my like motors running? Like I'm going to jump in on the action or whatever? No. But, and I don't think that's anything like against the situation.
Yeah.
I'm a cheerleader in a lot of things, guys, and it carries over. There's a couple of friends that, you know, like things were happening and I'm cheering and doing my thing and I might smack somebody's ass in it and I might be like, eat her pussy, mm-hmm. but like,
Or you might, grab somebody's ankles and help pin her to the bed so we can do fun things.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Are we talking about Haley?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, wait, what were we talking about? Okay. she's going to appreciate that. I'm sure of it.
She's going to turn very bright red.
Yep. Yeah. One of our favorite pastimes. So, yes, that was Cuck Queen, Stag and Vixen. So, Stag and Vixen is Hot Wife without Cuck. Is that what you're saying? Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a really good way to describe it.
Boom.
For sure.
That's why I'm here. Dumb it down for everybody.
And there are, guys, so if you are into any of, so I did a full episode on kinks, the last episode that came out, and then we're talking about several kinks here.
Oh, well, I had to plug.
So if you are into any of these kinks, there are communities for all of this. And it's not even necessary, Reddit is where I find most of my stuff, right? Yeah. And it's not even necessarily just, porn or dirty pictures or whatever. There's a lot of people that will share stories. Mm-hmm. They will share advice. They will share questions, So being a part of these communities will really help you to understand the kink.
Yep.
Right. And literally for every kink that I have, I am a member of a community where I can research,
aspects.
I want to try this. Is this okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is this safe?
Yeah.
Is this, how do I ask my partner to do this? Right. And so those really, really fucking help.
Well, and typically as long as you approach it with respect, like anything, people like,
that's true, explaining. But there are certain kinks where it's tough to ask,
okay.
Right?
No, totally, I get that.
I've got one that I haven't mentioned to you, and I mentioned it on the other episode.
Uh-huh.
I haven't mentioned to you, and I'm trying to figure out the right way to bring it up.
Well, with me, that's weird, because
you
got some
I know that.
Real kinky shit. And
I know that, but it's one that, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just, I know that you know a lot of the gross shit that I'm into.
Not
but
gross.
Still,
I'm not yuck. No one's yuck and yum here.
But it's something else where I'm like, okay, is this going to be her tipping point? Is this going to be where she screams and runs for the hills? You know what I mean? And I have to get over that.
It's 14 years in.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a time limit, but you're my first husband and all.
You originally said 12 years, so I'm on borrowed time right now.
Exactly.
But
count yourself lucky.
Knowing that it's still a hurdle. I still have to get over in my mind, okay, she's going to be okay with this. I just have to talk to her about it and let her know, hey, I think I might be interested in this.
Right? Yeah, we'll have to sidebar this because it makes me sad that you feel
I think you know what it is because we've joked about it.
If you already talked about it on the podcast.
I didn't talk about it specifically. I mentioned that I had this thing and I needed to talk to you about it. And I just didn't know how, and we just did silently. So yeah, there you go.
Do you understand? The first thing I guessed is what he's talking.
Well, that's what I said. I thought you already. I was pretty sure you already knew. And yeah.
Well, I mean, you definitely protested it a lot, so it was something that's always been in my background.
It's something recent. That I figured out.
Is it because we watched that weird ass movie that we?
No. It was before then. But it was something.
Not
that,
weird. I'm so sorry. That's not what I meant. But
no, yeah. So what this? I'm not going to go into detail about what it is.
Yeah.
Because that's private between us.
Yeah.
But what it is it's something that I never thought in a million years that I would be into.
Yeah.
And then something happened, and then I started doing a little bit of looking, and I realized, okay, I might be interested in this.
Okay. I guess it was, but I can't think of what you're...
It was something with you.
Oh,
so,
Jesus.
Yeah. And it's nothing to be scared or embarrassed of, but yeah.
I hate not knowing things. Oh, my God. Okay.
Moving
on. Jeez Louise. So we're going to pull some, because we've been using the Ethical Slut as kind of our guide this season.
Right.
Definitely getting the educational part of this out like we want to.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to pull some of the terms. You've probably heard them, but you're getting them again because by golly, you're
going
to know.
You are going to understand.
You're going
shit.
To learn. So straight out of the book, slut. We've got to reclaim that word. It is not a bad thing. It defines slut as someone who celebrates sexuality joyfully and consensually.
So you.
I mean... You know, everybody else is listening to.
Yeah.
yes. So we have to, and that's what the book talks about, taking the shame away from it.
Right.
Just like Voldemort. We can't put power in a name. And
yeah, if you call it, if you refuse to say the word and you treat it as this big taboo, it gains so much negative power, right? You have to take that away.
Yep.
Right? It's not an insult.
Yeah.
It's not a negative thing. Own it.
Own it.
Yeah. Be you.
So compersion, I've mentioned it already for an example. Now you explain what
I was talking about. So compersion is feeling joy when your partner feels joy.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple, right? You feel joy because of your partner being happy.
Yes.
And that 100%, I love that, right? I genuinely get happy when you are happy.
Yeah.
Right. And that's not to say my happiness does not rely on you being happy. But when you are feeling joy, you're feeling excited, you're feeling all giddy, that makes me so happy.
Because you also get to be a part of that.
Right.
Sharing that emotion.
It's like I said, I love love.
Mm-hmm.
And you are love. And when you are happy and you are radiating that energy, it's just, you're like a drug, you know? And it's really fucking awesome.
Well, thank you. That was a very big compliment. I appreciate it. And I will not say shut up.
Good.
So, yes, I know, like I said, for me, I'm not kidding. I will say a girl swallowing you down.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gag reflex, y'all. I want to blame it on those big ass tonsils I got. So watching a girl do that, or a partner, a person, whatever, be able to do that with outgagging, I'm always like in awe of. So I think that sometimes can kind of get me going a little bit.
Yeah.
But when you're like up and doing stuff, I'm totally like, I know you say it's different in your, but the best way for me to explain it, I totally like bro out with you. Like, yeah. I'm like, get it, bitch. You know, like I am pumped, but it's not doing anything for me downstairs.
Yeah.
It is literally.
It's more of a compersion thing than a sex thing.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. That's totally understandable.
And there's different. So there was an example of having like different versions of that for all the things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I drink. Okay. So you know how strong that stuff is. And I'm. Have been taking a Tollens break. There was like half of it. And I downed that B word, so.
You're going to be fucking Space Cadet here in about 10 minutes.
No.
We better get through the rest of this quick.
I am just starting to feel it, so I'm letting you know.
That's why I say you're going to be fucking Space Cadet here in about 10 minutes.
Moving forward. with boundaries versus rules. Not really a definition, but rules control others. Boundaries protect yourself.
Right. So rules would mean, hey, you can't do this, mm-hmm. right? But boundaries is, here's what I need so that we can both have fun.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, that's it. Grown-up, sexy communication.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're missing all of my hand movements, and I feel like that is...
Maybe we'll start doing a video podcast.
Oh, no, because...
But we'll do it on OnlyFans so you can be naked the whole time.
Just get out. Oh, my God. Okay, so there's where our quick little ones that we've talked about most from the book.
Yeah.
I know we're going to continue on with Volume 2. It's got some of its own parts after this, so... Be excited. We're all going to go through some more adventures.
Yeah.
So we are going to move on to some more spicy terms that you've heard.
Well, before we get to that.
Oh, shoot.
We are 48 minutes in right now.
Okay.
Now, we have to decide. The last two episodes we have given them have been shorter episodes, right? They've both been about 30 minutes.
Because they've been just you.
Because they've been just me. Do we want to keep going and make this a super long episode, or do we want to cut this into our next definitions episode?
I guess.
That's up to you.
No. Listen. I don't mind either way. I think we do it this time. Mm-hmm. I cut it off like you're saying and make it a two-part, and then hear what our listeners have to say.
Yeah.
If they want the hour and a half drop, the, you know, talk because I can't stop. I can't stop talking about whatever it is we're talking about.
Yeah.
Then we readjust that. But
right.
Maybe if somebody's listening to us on their lunch break, that's going to be something better for them because it won't be like, oh man, I got to quit listening to it to get back to work.
So like for me, I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
I listen to a bunch of them. And my favorite ones are right at an hour long.
Mm-hmm.
Anything over that, and you have to kind of break it up between things. Like now when I have long drives, I love listening. There's one I listen to that's about 3 hours long every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that one, right? But if I'm just doing my regular, like, hey, I've got like a 30-minute drive to location or whatever, I don't want to listen to one of those because then I'm having to break it up over like 3 days just to listen to one episode of a podcast. And I don't like that, right? I want to
No.
be in the conversation and involved, right?
That's
So,
what I think. We'll go ahead and cut it.
yeah.
We'll say our goodbyes, and then get started fresh with a new one.
Before we say our goodbyes, though. So we will save the rest of those definitions for another definition episode down the line. We're going to do several of these, right? We're going to keep this coming back just because it's good to take a break and kind of discuss.
Like what we've talked
Yeah,
about.
keep everybody on the same page with what we're doing,
And
right?
again, we learn terms right alongside you guys
Yeah,
sometimes.
for sure.
And because of you guys, like I said, the Queen of Spades thing, that was a new lesson learned.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
So,
what are you wanting to do?
we had originally recorded this episode, the full fucking thing. We had recorded it 2 days ago,
Yeah.
and my computer decided it was going to nuke itself into fucking orbit with the sound. So I have spent the last 2 days literally completely resetting up all of our audio.
Holes in my wall.
Yeah, like it was frustrating. But
Just
one
kidding.
question I asked you on that episode was, and I'm hoping you've had time to think about it
Oh,
a little
God.
bit. What is the most surprising thing to you about the lifestyle?
I like that you can remember things like that.
Yeah.
Like, I knew exactly what you're talking about when you put me there,
Yeah.
but I would not have remembered that if you had not said this.
Yeah.
So I haven't thought about it more than what I told you originally.
Okay.
But just that this lifestyle, like encapsulates everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no, you don't have to be, I'm not saying go out and be ethically non-monogamous. I'm not going out to say go be a swinger, but like the variety of people that are in it, like it's not just, and these are probably views of the way I grew up, I guess. Like, you know, you think about like sex things and it's like a swinger. You think, for me growing up, I was engaged. I had my promise ring to Jesus and everything, you know, so like that's where my brain was at. So for anything sexual, it was almost like if it wasn't a man and wife or whatever, it was skeevy. And so it would be icky and gross. And obviously we're in the lifestyle. We have friends that are actual, like lifelong friends now. They're not that way, but still, it's a surprise
Yeah.
when I see, I mean, obviously parents at either the kids' schools, things like that, but big time doctors
Yeah.
or people that
Judges,
are in the
lawyers.
government, you know,
Yeah.
like it's everybody.
Yeah.
Because it is okay, just like being monogamous is, you
Yeah.
know?
And now saying that, like, we understand that those, especially like political office, things like that, it's hard to be
Sure.
out. And with that, right? So there is a level of secrecy that is
Discretion.
yeah,
I don't like
yeah.
secrecy.
Okay, you're right.
Discretion.
100% discretion. There is a level of discretion that is required for some people that is not required for us,
Yes.
right? Because my career is not in jeopardy from saying this. I mean, I get high fives and
Yeah.
shit. Your career is not in jeopardy. So like,
High fives and shit.
but there are people whose families or careers
Yeah.
could be compromised because of, you know,
And we
being in the
totally get
lifestyle.
that. Yeah.
But it is, you're right. It covers everybody. So I agree. That was a very surprising thing. You know, no, seeing that it was not just people in their 60s, you know, that in a smoke-filled room
Yeah.
doing crazy
J
stuff.
just
Yeah.
super skeezy
Yeah.
and yuck. Yeah. No. Shoot, I had something, but it's gone. Go ahead.
So my most surprising thing was, and I touched on this a little bit earlier, the unicorn thing. Right. So unicorn by its name, unicorns are rare, right? They're hard to find. They're this trophy to be had, right? And that's not true. You know, women that identify as unicorns, they're people, just like you and me. So they are not trophies to be had. But anyways, I digress. Unicorns are supposed to be rare, right? The very first person that we met outside of our initial friend group in the lifestyle was a unicorn. Our very first night at our
No.
very first club,
Yeah.
we sit down at a table, and within 5 minutes, this bombshell comes and
Y'all.
sits next to us.
Oh, man.
I mean, this girl was insane. And
just booty booth. Super.
Oh my God, she was. Ugh.
She sat down and she was our people.
Yeah, she was super quirky. She was fun. She was chowing down on pizza rolls.
I was like, listen, y'all, she came in with pizza rolls and.
And she came in and it was like me. She could talk with a brick wall, mm-hmm, you know, and she came in and just started chatting us up, chowing down on pizza rolls. Yeah. It was fucking awesome. And then she got naked.
Yep.
And like, I'm like, man, that was a unicorn. That's so fucking cool.
Whoa. Then,
we've met a bunch more of them. We have a woman living with us right now that identifies as a unicorn.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's not as rare as what people make it out to be. But
I
think that's where the breakdown happens, is you've got so many people that are these unethical unicorn hunters that women tend to shy away from outright saying, hey, I'm a unicorn. You know what I mean?
Well, and for whatever reason, unicorn has an ugly connotation to it. So I've even heard like other couples say, be like, we don't fuck with unicorns, or like, you know, this or that.
That's crazy.
I know. It's backwards of what it's even trying to be.
And I think that it might have that negative connotation because of the hunting thing, right? Because like, if you're unicorn hunting, like I said, chances are where one party is not entirely on board with it, and it's going to end badly. And that is not, I'm going to say, not always the unicorn's fault. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, is there a chance that feelings develop and the unicorn comes in with these feelings of jealousy and blah, 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 and things get convoluted? Yes, there is a chance of that, of course, as in any of these relationship dynamics. But I don't think it's always her fault.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
I think that there are these unicorn hunters, like I said, there's one party that's not quite on board.
Yep.
There's one party that's looking for something else. And when you mix those with this woman that's just trying to have some fun, it's a fucking bomb.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't have that. So that's been my most surprising thing for sure. And I think it's helpful to say that to people. We have a lot of people that listen to our podcast that are monogamous,
mm-hmm,
right?
They
are
vanilla in their
lifestyle. Just looking to learn, mm-hmm, or they are looking to dip their toes in, right? So one of the things that we can share is, you know, some of our more surprising experiences and, you know, kind of break down those preconceived notions that it has to be this way. Well, it really doesn't. You know, we have been surprised plenty of times in the lifestyle. So we are just about out of time.
I was like, you kept us talking for 10 more minutes, fool.
Well, I wanted to hit right at that hour mark, and by God, we did it. So, okay.
Jeez.
There we go.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm coughing up a lung over here. Anyways.
Anyways.
So, hopefully you can tell I learned. Chief, I'm going to hit you.
It's Noah's fault.
I hope that, as I said earlier, I learned a really cool trick when I was resetting up all of this audio stuff. So I'm really hoping that the audio on this episode is super clear, is awesome. I'm going to listen to it after I do some editing here in a second, and we'll see how it sounds. But hopefully you listening to it, you notice a difference. We're going to keep tweaking it. We have found a software that we're going to probably save up and get. That is going to completely change it. And yeah, it's going to be fun. Big things are coming. We just got to be able to afford it first. So, as always, guys, the links to all of our socials are in the episode description. Those links are clickable. Click on them and shoot us a message on any of them. We will respond, and it will be us responding to you. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, whatever they may be, just click one of those links, shoot us a message, and we will get back to you. Keep an eye out. The Blue Collar Blue Dot podcast is available anywhere you get your podcast. That is going to be me talking about political things in today's political climate, which is, you know, of course, there's nothing going on, so I've got nothing to talk about. but that one is out now. It is available. The first episode is out. The second episode I will be recording tomorrow, and it will drop on Sunday. So other than that, baby, do you have anything?
No, I think we're solid.
Okay. Well, guys, until next time, remember, love yourselves because we love you. Okay, thanks.
Bye.